It's Tuesday. Michael Cohen, producer Jesse Weiser with me. Thanks for joining us on today's Capital City Recap. The FBI calling the shooting at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin this weekend a case of domestic terrorism. While the focus remains on the killer, what do you really know about the Sikh religion? I'll be joined by a professor of South Asian religions to learn all about it. And a Lansing General Motors worker says he experienced job discrimination and a brutal assault by a racist coworker. He'll join me to talk about his 17-year legal battle with a giant automaker that followed. Also, if you haven't voted yet today, is primary election day. Polls are open until 8 p.m. You still have a couple of hours to do so. Today could also be called taser time, as a new state law took effect just yesterday, making it legal for concealed weapons license holders to possess these devices that emit a charge of 50,000 volts at 7 watts for 30-second increments. To find out just how sales are going so far and what the impact of tasers in Michigan might be, I'm joined by Bill Kusick. He's the owner of the Action Impact Firearms Store in Southfield. Bill, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you having me.
I should also note that you are a retired 30-year veteran of the Oakland County Sheriff's Department and a former Oakland County SWAT, Detective Bureau, and Homicide Task Force Commander. So you certainly are familiar with these weapons. What is your first thought about tasers being available only to concealed weapons permit holders? Should it be available more widely?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it should be available more widely. I think it's satisfactory for somebody with a concealed pistol license to possess, you know, they're really electronic control devices. Taser is a company name. It's kind of like Xerox, but talk about some pretty good branding. But we do call them tasers, and I think the law as written is pretty sufficient.
And on this first day, how much interest has there been in the tasers you have in stock there?
It's been, I'll say, significant. I sold a number of tasers today, and I fielded a number of phone calls inquiring about the purchase and possession of a taser. So I'm kind of encouraged by those results.
So you used a taser yourself as a law enforcement officer. Does it always neutralize an attacker, or have you found someone that is able to resist and continue fighting even while being tased?
No, assuming it's been properly deployed, and I saw it in a number of situations and used it myself, I think it's impossible for any human being to resist it. You know, provided that both the probes make contact with the human being, then that's all it's going to take, and they are highly effective. I've said forever, long before this was legal for civilians, I said it was the most effective law enforcement tool I ever saw in 30 years.
Isn't that the problem, though, that sometimes those probes don't hit their mark and they don't connect properly?
Well, and that's true, but if you're properly trained, you can take the device itself, make contact with the individual. Assuming you have one probe that does penetrate, that will complete the connection and it'll be effective.
So this is a 30-second shock. What happens once that charge runs out? Is someone able to then get up and proceed?
Well, here's what people are trained and advised to do. Once you deploy it, once it's successful deployment, you're simply just to set it down on the ground. You are to flee to safety. It's going to give you about a minute time to get to the safety zone, which should be pretty sufficient. And assuming you've lawfully deployed it, assuming you then make a police report, Taser will replace that Taser for you free.
And how close should you be to somebody before you fire this thing off?
It's effective within a 15-foot range. So obviously, the closer you are, the better chance you have of hitting somebody. It's aimed at the center mass area, and you want to avoid the eyes, you want to avoid the throat. And then assuming you hit center mass, it's going to give you a good minute to get out.
Well, how many times would you say you yourself deployed a taser as a police officer?
Twice.
Twice, and both times it was effective, it actually worked.
Very highly effective, and it sure beat the alternative that we had when I first became a police officer back in 1976 at that time. And we can take, you know, we can even go back to the Malice Green type of incident where you had to get physical if you were arresting somebody. And at that point in time, there were fists, there were hands, there were nightsticks, and this avoids that blunt force trauma.
I'm talking to Bill Kusick, owner of the Action Impact Firearms Store in Southfield, a 30-year veteran of the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. So tell me, if you are carrying only a taser and someone confronts you with a gun, would you confidently use a taser against that?
Well, if that's all I had, yes. Hopefully, I would have a lethal force option. You have to remember, tasers are designed to be, they're considered less than lethal. That doesn't mean they can't be lethal, but they're designed to be less than lethal. So if I'm faced with immediate risk of life-threatening injury or death, I'd like the same option in return, which in my particular case would be a firearm. Assuming I don't have a firearm, then the taser is going to be very, very effective.
And if someone has a jacket on, do those probes somehow go through that?
They will penetrate 2 inches of clothing. So assuming your jacket is 2 inches or less, then these probes are going to make that connection.
You know, according to
technology, is amazing.
According to Amnesty International, 500 people have died during arrest or later in jail after being tased. What about that? We've had reports even here in Michigan of people dying after being tased. Is that not something that we need to accept when using a taser, that it could lead to death?
Well, I think any form of self-defense, self-protection could lead to somebody's death. 500 sounds like an awfully high number. I've researched, Taser's done a ton of research in this, and in 99.75%, which is just incredible, there's no injury to a person, which is got to be a lot higher number than nightsticks and fisticuffs and things like that. As I recall, it seems like medical examiners attribute a lot of those deaths to a high level of cocaine or of some other illegal drug in a suspect's system. I was involved in one incident where an individual did pass away, but it was a result of a very violent struggle and a very violent attempt to take into custody.
Now, these tasers, the 50,000 volts at 7 watts, are they as powerful as what police officers have been using?
Yes, they are. It's the same technology. And you got to remember, the amount of electricity is actually less than static electricity you may feel from your carpet to your door. It's the current flow that's critical when it comes to electricity, and this is pulsed very low current flow, so your risk of injury is minimal. You're more inclined to be injured by a fall after being shot with a taser.
Well, you're going to fall, right? When you get tased, you can't stand up.
No, you cannot. Absolutely not. And that's why you'll see in all the training videos, you'll have two people holding up the person being tased so that they don't fall and injure themselves. In a real-life situation, that shouldn't be a concern of yours, because they should only be deployed legally, not in any other fashion.
And if you're making contact with a person that's being tased, that charge is not going to affect you physically, right?
No, it's too low. It will not transfer from one person to another, not the civilian model by any means.
So do you think between a handgun and a taser that is the complete self-defense arsenal, or is there something missing there?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to rely upon yourself, and you have to rely upon your instincts and your awareness. I think that should be your first option you rely upon. We all have that ability to detect when we may become a victim. And, our bodies oftentimes and our brains will certainly perceive that, and we then have to pay attention to it. If you don't pay attention to it, then there's no sense of having to receive that signal whatsoever. So that should be your first option. And if you don't like a situation you find yourself in, then get out of it. These options are what I consider your last chance options, and people shouldn't get to that point. But if you do find yourself there, then they're very, very good options, whether it be the taser or life-threatening, it could be a firearm.
What about criminals? This is a perfect weapon to avoid having to discuss anything. You walk into a facility, you tase somebody, you commit a robbery, and off you go.
Well, you could certainly, people do that with handguns, okay? So if you tell me I'm going to be robbed at my store, I'd rather be tased than shot. But you got to remember that a felon can't buy this. Only people with concealed pistol license can buy it. And then Taser International, which is a brand I sell, they're going to do a background investigation on you when you have it activated. You have to contact them to get this taser activated. They're going to do a background check on you. And then, they build in another safeguard. There's confetti that's discharged when these probes are discharged, and there's at least 24 tiny pieces of paper that fly throughout the air.
Sure.
And they have identification numbers on them.
Well, a taser can certainly be stolen also, just like...
Yes, it can. And handguns can be stolen.
But we have seen situations where criminals have used tasers to commit crimes.
I'm not aware of any. I've never seen or read about one.
Okay.
I'm not saying they don't exist, but I'm saying I'm not familiar with any.
Now, what do you predict in terms of sales? It sounds like so far today they've been slow. Do you expect them to begin selling out at some point? And how much do they cost?
Well, the cost is about $400 for the model that I sell. I suspect, I wouldn't call the sales slow today. Today being Tuesday, a voting day. I felt like four was kind of significant at the beginning here. I believe as there's more publicity and more awareness, I think you're going to see a lot of people opting for these tasers. They're perfect for people who don't like handguns. Mm-hmm. And they're perfect. People don't normally associate this. A lot of people have fears when they're walking their dogs that their dog may be attacked, or if they're out jogging, they might get attacked by a dog, and they feel like they can't protect themselves. These tasers are highly effective with dogs. It'll drop a dog in a split second.
Now, do you need to report every time you use a taser?
Yeah, I think you should, because if the police are coming to the scene, they're going to recover that confetti. It's going to just take them a couple minutes to trace who owns it. So they're going to want to know, why am I finding your identification number at this taser deployment scene? And you're going to need to have an answer for it.
One last thing, $400 for this device. Do you get a certain number of cartridges? How often can you use this thing?
Well, you're going to get two cartridges. And you're going to get one training cartridge. You're going to get a training DVD. We also supply training because the law requires us to do that. And, it's a pretty good package for your $400. This is a high-quality thing, and each battery is good for 50 deployments, so I can't imagine you having to change batteries ever.
You're saying the law, though, does not require reporting the use of a taser, even if it's, let's say, against a dog.
The law doesn't mandate that you have to report each deployment. However, if it's used in a self-defense situation and you've left it at the scene, if you want to get it replaced free of charge, you're going to need a police report. Now, if you've used it for personal protection, you've about to be assaulted. Why wouldn't you report that crime? You're a victim of a crime, and you should report that.
Well, it could also be a situation where it may have seemed like it could have been an assault, and then it never really happened, and you want the whole incident to just disappear.
Well, then that's wishful thinking, because if you deploy it when you're not lawfully entitled to for self-defense purposes, you've technically committed a crime. So if you're properly trained, there shouldn't be too many of those instances. I guess I'm more concerned people in possession of one, and maybe at a house party they want to see the effects. I'd be more concerned with something like that than a legitimate person.
People will certainly experiment with them, I'm guessing. Hopefully it won't result in any serious incidents. Bill Cusick, owner of the Action Impact Firearms Store in Southfield, 30-year veteran of the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. Bill, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Michael, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about a panel discussion being held just 7 p.m. this evening at the Kellogg Center here in East Lansing, talking about clean energy in Michigan. We'll talk about that next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.